The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby? And welcome to my brother, main advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
That was pretty even. Thank you.
Good. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Good balance, everyone. I assume when everyone screams as loud as they possibly can, it all works out the same. Because there's a cap on pure human joy.
I do want to clarify before we go on. You may be looking at it and think, did Travis change clothes between Shannon's? No. This shirt is reversible. I just want to make that clear.
He called Levi's and he's like, I'm doing two in a row. Is there anything you could do for me? And those fucking fashion wizards.
They did it.
I feel very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you may be asking why. Is it the energy of Nashville? Is it tour life?
Is it
just that we've gotten good at this?
Is it the excitement of Nashville crowds, which I tell everyone are the best crowds in the world? It's not.
It's not that.
It's not that. It's salad, baby.
You're looking at three genuine salad boys.
Oh. And I know what you're thinking. Certainly someone made them get salad.
Nope.
No. Ordered it on their own.
This was completely voluntary.
This was not a Cookie Points transaction or investment situation.
This was three adults who said, do you know what would be good for my human body?
Right.
Salad. And everyone in the room went,
oh. Now, we've been on the road for like 2 days, so like it's taken a serious toll.
You're joking, but
I'm not.
Road Griffin makes choices that Home Griffin would not. This morning for breakfast, this morning I had two big muffins, a bag of Skittles, and a whole can of Pringles before 10 a.m. If I was sitting in my living room watching Teen Titans Go with my child and wife, I would not say, you know what would be good breakfast? It would not involve Skittles and a whole can of Pringles. I can guarantee you that much.
Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't want to speak for you, but the sort of arc that I went on this evening was intellectually saying, I should have a salad. The poops have been strange today. And then intellectually saying that, and then when dinner arrived, I went on a spike like this. Oh, hell yeah, dinner. And then I was like, ah, shit. That's right. I got a salad. But then, at my lowest point, which was one of the worst things that ever happened to me, because I could have gotten anything, and I did get salad, as I started to eat it, my body was like fucking Wesley and Buttercup emerging from the lightning sands. Like, oh, thank God. Vitamins, nutrients, thank you.
The amazing thing about this is I actually...
Wait, hold on. That was really funny. Just let him finish laughing. Now.
Okay, I experienced the exact inverse of this afternoon, Griffin and I.
Oh,
and Paul.
Travis made some fucking decisions at Puckett's.
I went to Puckett's and I ordered four appetizers. No, F-O-R. But I did.
And F-O-U-R, actually.
F-O-U-R for appetizers. I got fried green beans, fried green tomatoes, fried pickles. And then we also got the sausage and cheese.
He did that. He ordered that trio of literally everything in the appetizers menu that said fried on it. And I instinctively went like, holy fuck. I said this out loud in a restaurant I've never been to.
I ordered those three things rapid fire. The server went, wow.
She actually said, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably the first time.
And so I was very excited spiritually to order these things. And then I started consuming them in my body like the other father in Coraline, just like melted. My body started to consume this earthly decadence.
What we are saying is that these were prescription salads.
Right.
These were medicinal salads.
Right. So this is an advice show. And what does that mean? Well, we tell you what to do. Now, if you've never listened to this before and you've just heard this bit, you might be thinking, I probably shouldn't do what they tell me to do.
And you'd be right.
Chase that instinct.
Yeah, follow that. Don't lose sight of that. We have our first question from someone who supposedly is in the audience tonight.
Supposedly. A lot of liars listen
to
our show.
We'll
see. I don't know. Plans change.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know what would be more important than
life. Fair enough. Life finds a way. Let's read the question.
I'm trying to. You guys are talking. I'm a poor college kid working the graveyard shift in a big office building. During the night, many of the office floors aren't used. Some weeks, when I'm a little tight on money, I'll grab some of the food from the other floor's fridges, most being from corporate lunches, not personal lunch boxes. Am I good? This isn't stealing, technically, right? What do I say if someone catches me one night? And that's from raccooning in Kentucky. And you said most.
Yeah, that's a critical most.
I'm going to rewind that most. I steal food, most being from corporate lunches, not personal lunch boxes. So you said most. So like usually, but sometimes it's Gerald's lasagna.
And now that we've pointed out your evil, are you here?
Yes, you are here. Okay.
All right. You're just a little sheepish about it, and I get it.
About your theft.
Is Gerald here? Because we got the guy. We got him. We got him, Gerald. The sting worked. It's a long con, but we got him. You know the thing I love about Gerald's lasagna?
What's that, Justin?
The cheese is so nice and bubbly, and his mom made it for him. And also, it's Gerald's and not yours.
The cheese tastes great, and the fact that you're depriving Gerald of his motherly gift is...
Well, I've always said lasagna stolen is sweeter than lasagna earned.
Indeed, Travis, indeed. Indeed.
I've never heard the question phrased, this isn't technically stealing, right, where the answer was, yeah, you're fine.
Right.
Because what it should be, it's actually the reverse is true. It is technically stealing. It is technically. You are taking something that's not yours and making it yours.
And appropriating it for yourself. That's what stealing is. Yeah.
But what you're asking is, what is it stealing?
You also use the term raccooning to refer to yourself, and nobody's ever seen a raccoon going through their garbage or picnic basket and thought like, oh, tight.
Right.
Ah, thank God. Now I don't have to worry about that sandwich I was going to eat.
Right. No one ever sees a raccoon combing their yard and thinks, man, I hope he found the rotten turkey I saved for him in my trash. Like, that you didn't save it for the raccoon. The raccoon is taking what they want.
But it's not even that. Because, like, this isn't food someone was discarding.
Indeed.
They were saving it for later, and you said, no, you're not.
Well, maybe...
You were saving it for me.
Maybe the Quiznos party platter was a little bit too much party than this office could handle, and it would end up in the dumpster.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's an arc that goes through when you're buying food in bulk, and you bought too much, and there's, like... One of the containers of, like, soup doesn't get even open. You feel really bad about it. You're like, I'm going to save this and figure out something to do with it. And then the fridge does its grim work, and a week later, it is trash. Like, oh, I got to throw this away. And you can feel great about it because the fridge sort of babysat. Like, the fridge is like hot. The fridge is sometimes like food hospice.
It's a trash incubator is what you're...
The fridge... Carefully, gradually, lovingly, and in an appropriate setting where family are welcome, shepherds the food to death. And then you can feel great about throwing it away because, well, it's done its job. And I didn't throw it away when it was good and edible. So what was the question?
I think it's a victimless crime, except Gerald. Gerald is a victim. Gerald has been victimized. Otherwise, I think you're good. It's just, it's corporate food. Steal from, eat the rich as sandwiches. I guess what I'm saying.
That is a power move if you're like, hey, CEO, your pastrami was great. but you don't say it. Oh, don't say it. But you know it.
How about a Yahoo from the great Yahoo Answers service? This one was sent in by Gina Invieri. Thank you, Gina. It's by Yahoo Answers user Morgan, who asks, how do I sell a single potato? I managed to grow only one big potato in my yard. Just wondering where I could sell it. How much can I get for it? The type is a King Edward potato.
It's, you know, it's wild to me that you would work all that time and get one potato and your first thought is, I gotta sell this bad boy. Like, you really didn't want a potato, huh? Because you just got one and you're like, I have to divest myself
right.
of this potato.
The skill level of your horticulture game is not apparently awesome because you only got the one. I can't imagine it's the most luscious potato ever grown.
Right.
To be fair, they do say one big potato.
Yeah.
How big?
I mean, if you let a potato grow, it can get, as far as I understand, infinitely large.
Perhaps they are amazing. They have a really green thumb. But this one big potato consumed all the other
yes,
smaller
potatoes.
Yes, it's
an Akira potato.
I feel bad for this cat the first time they saw the Martian, though. Because, like, that's got to be demoralizing, huh? He grew that. This guy went to space, grew potatoes in his shit. And from nothing on space in Mars, and then he got like enough to live forever on them. This guy did one in his yard with presumably potato food and special seeds.
Now, where potatoes belong.
The Martian belong. Benefited, those potatoes benefited from having Matt Damon's dookie all over them, which is, as we all know, the most wonderful fertilizer around.
Right.
He might also have been disheartened just because he's a really big Matt Damon fan and the idea of Matt Damon being trapped on Mars really
sure.
bumped him out. Because he can't make a lot of movies up there.
No.
Just the one.
Yeah. Everything you just said made a lot of sense to me.
Here's the thing.
You can't go to a farmer's market and somebody walks up to your booth and you have one potato sitting on some sort of column with a velvet cloth on it
you
with a spotlight
wrong.
Shining down on the potato. Like you're a fucking like vendor in Legend of Zelda. Like, 90 rupees for my only potato. Sold out. Bye. We'll Bye. Never talk again.
You're wrong, Griffin. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you're incorrect. What people love these days, farm to table, locally sourced, small batch.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were walking through a farmer's market and someone caught your attention and said, would you like to be the only human to ever eat one of my potatoes? Because you could like the next day like be talking to your friends like, I mean, I had the most amazing potato last night. And they said, oh, that sounds great. We're going to get
Prove
one.
It.
And you're like, you can't.
You can't.
It was mine.
I call them Bo-tatoes. And yes, as you've guessed, my name is Bo.
Ah.
And it's the one, it's the only one.
This I'll is, ever grow in my
a,
life.
This is a bespoke potato. As you can see, I wrote 2017 on it to help me remember that this is this year's potato.
You just take small slices off it every day? A potato this good, you don't eat all
yeah.
at once.
This is Bo to Table, and I made it just for you. Apparently, if you buy it, it's $35.
I know you're asking, is it magical? Will it make a big potato stalk into the heavens? I can't legally say yes,
yes.
but...
My lawyers have been very clear.
What?
Also, they've made some very competitive bids for the potato. You should act fast.
How about another question, Justin?
Okay. Gotcha. Hello, but my... It was locked. Hello, brothers.
It wasn't.
If you were up there, you saw I was lying, and I just spaced out for a second. But for you down here, the illusion was perfect. See, you thought you had bad seats, but apparently you had the fucking investigative seats up there. Where you can catch me in all my dirty tricks. Anyway, and stop reading ahead. It's very small down here. You can't see, but it's very small. The tight. I'm having a hard time, actually.
Yeah.
Do you think the salad's turning on you in some way? Oh, God, you washed the salad before you ate it, right, Justin?
Dun, dun, dun. Hello, brothers. With candlelights fast approaching, my mother gave me some diamond earrings to give to my fiancé because she does not wear them
anymore. Somebody in the audience went,
And wanted for me to pass them down through the family. My question is, should I tell her that they were nice earrings that my mother wanted me to give her? Yes. Or can I pretend that I spent money on real diamond earrings for one of the best Candlelights gifts ever? That's from Candlelights Confused in Coopersville, and you're not confused. That's not what that word means. You know the answer already.
What is your fucking long game? Are you here?
You can't. Yes, good. Chase, also chase that instinct to not identify yourself,
because
you may be here with.
This is how this vignette plays out, honey. Merry Christmas. Oh, these are beautiful. Pop, pop, puts them in. Thank you, honey. Mom walks in room. Oh, I see you got the earrings I gave my son to give you. Boom, wedding's off.
Yeah.
There's only one answer, and I'm certain you've already guessed it. If your head's stuck in 2015, you gotta bring your mom in on the grift. Yeah. Hey, can your mom hang?
Mom, I have a great... No, I told you I was out.
I'm out.
I ran
game.
My last one.
I once you were born, I was out of the game. It got too hot.
We lost too much on the Biloxi job.
But hey, Dylan, I love your new girlfriend. She's really nice, and we have similar interests, and she seems like a fucking patsy. I'm going to take her down.
You bringing Susan to Thanksgiving? That chump?
Fucking chump.
Does she own any land we could...
keep the con going. We're just getting started. We're in too deep, Dylan. You can't back out on me now. The danger, of course, is that your mom gets deep in the grift, and then she can't get out the grift. And then it's like every 2 weeks she's texting you like, found another fucking mark. This guy's such an idiot. He works it with me at Amazon.
I've got Deborah in accounting just got an inheritance.
I've got another pair of diamond earrings. Oh, these must have just slipped right off your ears. How would that work?
Yeah. Mom, is that a gun? Are you carrying a gun all the time now? It's just...
It's hot out there.
It's hot out there, you know.
What?
Gets hot out there.
How... We gotta change
also,
the
Also, are
subject.
You hungry? Do you want a sandwich?
Here's
First one's free.
Oh, no. I lost who sent this Yahoo in. I'm gonna find it by Googling. It's also by Gina Invieri. Thank you, Gina. It's Yahoo Answers user Paul T. asks... How does wearing khaki pants make you feel? Should I have said that like more breathy? Like, how does wearing khaki pants make you feel? I can tell you how it makes me feel.
Like I'm ready for anything, because you can get out into the jungles and have khaki pants. You can go to a nice dinner and have khaki pants.
Those are the two things.
Not
I
the
have
same.
To. I'm almost done cutting through these branches, and then I'm going to go have a nice burger
at Applebee's.
Yeah, when you
say they're flexible garments,
khaki is the bridge pant, right? It takes you from maybe I'm going to mow the lawn to maybe I've got to attend some kind of fancy religious ceremony.
Khaki pants go from day to evening, exactly, Travis. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
that's why you always see James Bond in them.
I mean,
I like your pleat, Mr. Bond.
They don't go from day to evening as much as they go from your house to your shift at Best Buy. 99% of my khaki wearing took place at some sort of retail job where
true.
It was required.
I've
and by the way, I only had the one pair of khakis, by the way. So if you saw me, it wasn't for a fancy event, because those boys were probably not so...
Bad boys.
Probably a bad stink.
I've always called khaki pants the shrug of pants.
He always says that. He says that all the time.
All the time.
Because when you put on khaki pants, you're basically going, I don't know, pants?
There are very few situations where khakis would be inappropriate. Like if you go to something casual, it's like, well, look at you. Dressed up, huh? Khakis. And then if you're at a funeral, it's like, oh, look at you. Thank you for coming.
Oh, look at...
Because they wouldn't mention it, because it's a funeral.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking?
We're all going to miss Greg so much.
But also
sweet pants.
Nice khakis. Nice. Thank you. He would have loved those.
How I feel when I wear khakis is constantly worried I'm about to drop chocolate on them.
Yeah.
You don't get that with a jean.
I don't worry. No. I don't. I've never... If I'm wearing jeans and I drop something on them, it's like, I'll wash these.
Drink it. Soak it in.
Yeah,
become
that's
more
what jeans are for.
Jeans
catch that stuff, lick it up and love it, and they just look better. You get one drop of khaki. Maybe that's why Best Buy and associated retailers, by which I mean all of them, want you to wear khakis, because they can tell if you're a sloppy boy.
Yeah.
If you're, like, getting into some nasty stuff, they can keep tabs on you.
I will say the other side of that is true, though, because if I worked with someone at Best Buy and their pants stayed perfectly crisp and clean at the end of the day, I'm like, you're not living.
You're not doing anything.
You're
not
doing it. Get out there. Make some mistakes.
At Best Buy?
Well.
Like what? I mean, you're basically talking about stealing DVDs. it's all you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I got another question. Here, let me get it open.
Now it is really locked. This time, Justin.
Thank you, Griffin. Thank you for having my back for fucking once in our miserable lives. I really
appreciate
combative.
You.
Okay, here
what
it comes.
Could this, what he could closed it. Possibly, but you've closed
I didn't
it.
Close it. It's the new iOS. Did it. We still live at home, as does our 87-year-old grandmother. We live in harmony. It's nice. For the most part.
But don't most people live at home?
Fair.
You really burnt him up.
Got him. But Granny has this terrible habit that we need your help to stop.
Vaping. She just won't.
She just cranks. You know, you guys get on my nuts for... Just let me finish. See, I lost my place now. That's on you. The woman moves silently through our house. Despite having a large walker and an oxygen tank. She also chooses to have every conversation in a whisper from about 2 inches from your face. She'll sneak up behind us and whisper things like... There's ham in the bottom drawer. Or, do we need some more toothpaste? Our home is turning into a jump scare factory, and it's only a matter of time before she scares one of us so bad we come out swinging. Fucking hair trigger, man. It's your grandma, all right? Pump the brakes. There is no court of law that will... let you go for that. You realize, right? Well, she scared me so bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Should We Put a Bell on Our Grandma?
Also bad. Neither of these things are acceptable.
And that's from Should We Put a Bell on Our Grandma? And Please Say No from Beckley, West by God, Virginia.
What's up? Are you here?
Currently chilling in Nashville.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Glad... the home state is represented here. Don't hit your grandma.
Hey, your grandma can be as scary as she wants. That's not a fucking invitation
also,
to hit
you
your grandma.
You can't make her stop sneaking up on you because you can't make anybody older than 70 do anything.
I like that in your mind, this is just a random happenstance of a conflagration of things that she does. She's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Your grandma's hunting you. That's obvious.
Yeah. You're not accidentally silent. Like, she's sneaking up on you to scare you.
This is a pastime.
Right.
She was born before the Xbox. She can't just go play Halo and hang out with Master Chief and all of her friends.
Right.
This is the game that she plays.
She was born in the dark. You know what I mean? You want her to go from sneaking behind the Huns' enemy lines to collect intel to just like
what?
Watching Maury Povich? She was a spy. Your grandma was a spy. A super sneaky spy. Duh. That seemed obvious to me reading the question. So she was a super sneaky spy and had. Are you guys caught up on the Americans or I don't want to spoil anything? I haven't watched it.
I was going to say.
So if you were expecting some sort of.
Joke?
Relevant. Thank you, Travis. That's the word.
I have a thing I want to suggest, but I also don't want to suggest.
Well, let's take a poll.
If you spook your grandma just once in a similar fashion.
Fine line.
Immediately retracted. Immediately struck from the record. Immediately edited out.
Oh, also, your grandma will hit you. You can do that. She will give you one chance at that.
She might be training. Like, why is it... Okay, I don't want to get combative. But you know your grandmother lives in the house and she does this. How is your head not on a swivel at this
24/7.
Point? 24/7. How are you not just like, ah?
Your grandma's like sneaking up behind you. Ah! She's like, that's what the world is like.
Oh, she's trying to make you
I
want
to make you strong and hard.
Yeah.
You got to be tough. Because one day it won't be me sneaking up on you.
It'll be the Batman.
One day it'll be Zorro.
What?
What are you
Grandma,
talking
what?
About?
It'll be the Shadow.
Stop it. It's really old stuff.
It'll be Fibber McGee and Molly. Come on, Grandma.
No. You're just making stuff. Boop, 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 boop. It was I had a bug on my iPad. Let me see. I got
it's that new iOS, man.
Oh, shit. We have a haunted doll watch coming in hot. This is rough. This is rough. This is Rose. Sorry, Miss Reddit.
Well, it would be weird if their posting started with "is rough."
This is rough. It would be weird, pretty much anyway it started because it's an eBay listing for a doll that is haunted. But let's just see what this one says: haunted dolls found in the storage after grandma passed away.
What just happened? Is this? Oh shit! Are you? Are you with us right now?
I am having paranormal activity after bringing these dolls home. At first, I was very scared. But now I'm spending more time with each doll in order to get a sense of their energy and give the buyer as much information as possible. I love this phrasing. I am what they call a sensitive. Therefore, I'm able to use all my senses and feel spirits. My grandma was a kind, loving spirit. And my Aunt Angelica was a healer and a psychic in her country.
Family business. Love that. Just like this podcast, but fake and not real.
She was a psychic. She was a psychic in her country. Like, she got over here and was like, I can't see shit. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm not getting the signal. I got DirecTV now.
I don't know.
I only do metric.
I was taken care of by my aunt, so I learned how to perceive and work with energy from an early age, and I'm using different forms of communication as a pendulum and automatic writing in order to give my buyers as much information as I can about my spirit dolls. This is, if you decide to buy any of my dolls, you need to establish your own way of communicating with your spirit. So it's like, listen, it's not that it doesn't work. You just need to find, like, your thing.
Yeah, go your own way.
My Aunt Angelica, a renowned psychic and healer in Costa Rica, by the way, in case you're keeping track, we are not yet to the item description. These have just been bona fides at this point. So here's the doll vessel. It's 5 inches tall, porcelain, brown eyes.
That is quite little. That is quite a tiny doll, actually.
Not so scary.
It's a McDonald's Beanie Baby.
This person got pretty buck wild with capital letters, so I'm going to try to emulate it as best I can. Rose is the embodiment of pure love. Her aura is pink. And she is able to transmit her loving energy with beams of light. Sure. She has come through to help someone find their soulmate and bring loving people into recipient's life.
She is an angelic spirit that should be given respect and care. Recipient should place her on a nightstand with a pink candle where prayers should be made. Oh, good. Good night. Have a good night. My personal experience with Rose. She emits a pink warm glow and warm sensations on your body. When you hold her, you're filled with love. Angels are the intermediates between God and humans. They are able to help us send and receive messages from God. They are pure love and light and always by our side to help us. Disclaimer. No returns is the disclaimer on that. So that's Rose. You can just catch Rose on eBay right now. You can go get Rose.
Who? Why would you need that disclaimer? You just spent like four paragraphs saying, if you pray to this doll, God will put cool people in your life. But no returns. If you touch this doll, you'll feel love for the first time and warm sensations over your body, and God will talk to you through the doll. But all transactions are final. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I will say I like a haunted doll that is actually an angel doll.
Right.
I like that. That's nice. It's not spooky. It's not spooky, it's not.
Yeah, we like to ignore the fact that angels are just ghosts that you do want around. But I'm glad.
To help you cheat at baseball.
To help you cheat at baseball. Exactly. You want another? I have a regular question.
How about a regular question? And then maybe, depending on how long the regular question goes, maybe we can kick it to audience questions after that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Perfect. Here we go. Here it comes. I need your help. I love my job.
You unlock the iPad, and then you want to go to the Google Drives.
I love my job, but there's one problem. My boss is obsessed with Taco Bell. He forces everyone on my team to eat there every week.
Forces? Open your fucking mouth.
It's a kiss burrito. Tuck it down. Anytime one of us even suggests a different restaurant, he threatens to fire us. I used to actually enjoy the Bell, but after 3 years of eating under duress, it's lost its flavor.
I have died.
I'm dead. I'm dead, and I'm a doll.
I'm writing to you from hell.
How do I escape this Taco Friday trap, but also keep my job? That's from Southern Bell and Taco Hell.
Are you present? Are you with us? Benevolent spirit.
Are you with the spirit?
No.
Dead person.
Okay.
Now, there are many things that I am not. And one of them is like a legal expert.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure he can't fire you for that.
Yeah. Do you have an HR? Is the HR person just a mop with glasses on it that this boss created? It's just wearing a sign that says Taco Bell Yum Yum? Let me get a number 9 with 3 softies. That's what we call soft tacos in Austin, Texas. It's not catching on.
I would love this.
No.
Because basically, whenever somebody asks me what I want to eat, the answer in my heart is Taco Bell. And then there are other things in my body, social, mental, economic, physical, sort of existential, yeah, things like that. Snares that I put in place to keep myself from eating Taco Bell at every meal.
Is it beans is the first step in the flow chart?
Beans are a good stopgap because there's no room in the tummy for nothing else. But if I had a boss that forced me to eat Taco Bell, I think that would give me permission to sort of be like, well, I need this job.
Wait. Question asker is looking at this all wrong. What you have is the shortest path to promotion ever.
Why?
Because like on Thursday, you look at the boss and like, you know what I'm craving?
Hey.
Little Taco Bell.
Little T-Bell.
Hey, man, brought in. I went to Taco Bell. I know. Again. Love it. I had some extra. Do you want some?
I know you were considering Marsha for the big promotion, but you know what I heard? She is thinking inside the bun. So
one thing about her is that could you start taking your boss out to lunch more, and it's always Taco Bell. See if you can burn him out. Oh, what are you in the mood for? Just kidding. I know what you want. Taco Bell.
Again. We just left the Taco Bell. I know.
I know.
Oh, I thought you liked Taco Bell.
Weird. I guess I like it way more than you, huh? Weird. I thought you were the number one
Taco
Bell
fan. How is the, by the way, smoking crater of a bathroom at this fucking office building?
Hey,
You are in a science experiment and you don't know it.
I'm going to be working from home every Friday afternoon for the rest of my life. So I'm never coming to this building on Friday afternoons.
I wonder if it's reached the point where the boss walks into Taco Bell and the employees are like, no, Doug, please, we care about you.
Taco Bell doesn't make its employees eat Taco Bell once a week. Like, seriously.
Yeah, we've had a lot of turnover. We've had to outlaw the eating of the food.
How about one more Yahoo? This one was sent in by Level 9000. Yeah, Drew Druid, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's from Yeah, Drew Answers user Alex, who asks, what would happen if you put pets in virtual reality? Like a cat or a dog?
Thank you. Those are pets.
Common pets. If they somehow figured out a way to transfer your nervous system and apply animals translate, would that mean people could talk to their pets and would they be able to act like humans?
Okay, like, stop.
Did you see the new season of Catfish? It was wild. A catfish got in the virtual world and pretended to be a human using the mind link.
We are talking, these are two wildly different questions.
Could my dog play super hot? And also,
can I talk to my dog with my mind? Are you fucking with me? One question is about putting a helmet on a dog, and the other one's about fucking creating dog language and community. Like, we are probably going to need to pioneer that before we get into VR, rather than trying to back into dog communication.
Yeah, that would be a weird, like, thing to fall into. Like,
right. Yeah,
we were only making it to dog. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You want what? He just said he wanted a bone. This is great.
I think this is a dog. He looks like a virtual dude, but I have my suspicions.
Could I put my pet in VR? And also, could I talk to my pet? And also, if I ate Fritos, would it make me fly? And this is in a world where Fritos make you fly. So those are the other questions that are corollary on it. That we do need to work that technology out first. Dog would bite
not enjoy the helmet experience.
No.
For a bit.
You would need to do the helmet and the cone. So
I have actually found that if I do FaceTime with my wife and the dog is around, the dog does not respond to me whatsoever. Yeah. So my thought process is, if you put the helmet on the dog would just sit there like, I don't know what to do with this.
I don't know.
This smells like nothing to me.
Until a million balls come flying at them, holy shit, I just turned the corner and I'm very into dog VR. I think dogs should be able to use virtual reality.
There.
I think we should
set it.
Because imagine you're a sweep up and you just a billion bones fall down from the sky. I can't make that happen for a dog. But like, dog Second Life could ostensibly make that happen.
Dogs, you've been keeping your dog prisoner for years.
Well,
this is the least you could do, is to let them have a peek at the outside
world. Dog would not do well in the outside world. She is institutionalized. She is happy where she is.
Shit. Right. Yeah, your dog would look at you with some amount of betrayal, like, this is what you've been doing the whole time? And you kept this from me? Like, of course, why wouldn't you share this with me? This is fantastic.
This is incredible. There's a water slide. This is great.
This is fantastic.
And I can't die here?
Whoa! Hold on!
Okay, wait, stop.
No, stop.
Your dog does not know they're going to die. That's why they're so jized all the time. Okay, you get VR. The first thing you do in VR is just you learn dog language, and then you use that to communicate the idea of mortality. And then your dog's going to be like, and I can shoot a bow and arrow in here too? Amazing! Thank you for the goggles. I love it. And again, what about one-seventh as long as... Okay, dog ears, I finally understand.
Yeah,
that.
I got it.
I've been wondering what you guys meant by that, but thank you so much for clarifying.
Jesus.
Fantastic.
Hey, everybody, this is Griffin McElroy. Thank you so much for listening to our live show from Nashville, from our tour that we did this past weekend. We had a lot of fun down in the Southeast in Nashville and Atlanta. Thank you to everybody who came out to those live shows. We were hoping to be able to record another episode while we were there so we wouldn't have two live shows go up back to back again, but unfortunately we did not have time. The next episode that goes up will be a regular episode. We'll probably sit on the Atlanta live show for a little while, but yeah, that's just kind of the way that it shook out. But thank you all so much for listening. Real quick, if you live in Chicago or around Chicago and you want to come see us, we added another date in Chicago. That is Thursday, November the 16th, and we still have a bunch of tickets available for that. If you want to come see us, please do. Just go to McElroyShows.com/tours, and you can find links to all the info there. I think we still have some tickets available for the Milwaukee show on that tour as well. All those are at McElroyShows.com/tours. I want to tell you about our sponsors this week. Our first sponsor is Stamps.com. You know Stamps.com from podcasts. Stamps.com allows you to easily buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and any class of mail using your own computer and printer. They'll send you a digital scale, which automatically calculates exact postage, so there's no need to lease an expensive postage meter. Right now, you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus postage, and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter "my brother," all one word. That's Stamps.com, click the mic, and enter "my brother." Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Also want to tell you about Squarespace. Squarespace allows you to create a beautiful website that you can use to turn your cool idea into a website or sell your products and services of any kind. We have a Squarespace website. It is the aforementioned McElroyShows.com. Travis whipped it up and links out to all of our stuff, and it looks really, really good. Squarespace allows you the ability to customize your site with just a few clicks. It's got mobile optimization, real-time analytics, and 24/7 award-winning customer support. We are encouraging folks to make it stand out with a beautiful website. What is it? I don't know, but make it fucking stand out. If you're going to make it, make people see it. Just go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Got a few Jumbotrons for you. I just want to let you know that Jumbotrons are going on sale real, real soon, next Wednesday, November 1st at 11 a.m. Pacific time. MaxFun will be selling all spots available for the first 6 months of 2018 for pretty much all our podcasts. So go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron for more details. First message is for Ray and Kristen, and it's from Rob, who says, "Happy first anniversary, Bear and Mrs. Bear. May you have many happy hibernations to come." And that's from Brother Bear. I don't know how these bears got a laptop in the forest, unless, of course, it is those wonderful bears from We Bear Bears who do have a laptop in the forest. And, oh my God, cartoons are real. All cartoons are real. Congratulations on your anniversary, Bear and Mrs. Bear, or Ray and Kristen. I don't know if this is for humans or bears, but it warms my heart either way. This next message is for Scott, and that's Scott with one T, and it's from Ty, who says, Scott, like 40 times. Scott. And that's the end of the message. I don't know if I said enough Scots. I hope I did, because I don't want to get any legal hot water. Scott, Ty is just really enthusiastic about your name, and we're really enthusiastic about just sort of your whole life. Thank you again to the Tennessee Performing Arts Center for having us. Here in the next chunk of the show is the audience questions, and I wanted to preface that by saying we tried something new. We are sort of looking for a way to make the audience questions segment be a little bit more based around the audience actually asking questions instead of sort of saying like a funny thing or anecdote, which is very enjoyable, but it's not maybe the best launch pad for what we do in a live environment. So we try something new in this next segment where we have two people ask questions and then we pick the one that we think we can help the most while still trying to help out the other person just in a much more brisk manner. I think that it might come off as like mean or overly competitive at first, but I promise you that is never going to be the intention of it. It is just like a way for us to really hone in on the questions that are sort of best suited for this to make sure that we can answer the stuff that I think we can do the most good for or have the most fun with. I think it went really, really well, and I think we're probably going to do this moving forward, because I think the audience had a lot of fun with it, too. So I just wanted to preface that, because I didn't want you to hear what we were doing and think, like, we had turned super shitty and wanted our live shows to turn into some sort of blood sport or anything. So, yeah, I think that's probably it. Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you to Max Fun for having us. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great podcasts there. And, yeah, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of the episode. And the next one will be just a regular episode that is going to go up October 30th. All Hallows Eve! I'm a ghoul. Bye.
Hello, I'm Carrie Poppy.
And I'm Ross Blotcher, hosts of MaximumFun.org's Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
We wanted to tell you the good news that our podcast is now weekly.
Yeah, weekly. On Oh No, Ross and Carrie, we don't make extraordinary claims. We investigate them.
We go undercover with fringe religious groups, investigate paranormal claims, and participate in pseudoscientific medical treatments and report our findings to you.
In a time where alternative facts reign supreme, we cut through the murky spin to give you the real deal on topics like UFOs, the ITZY vaccination movement, Scientology, and even apocalyptic churches.
We're even undercover for some very exciting investigations right now.
Well, not right now, right now.
Yeah, that would be unwise.
That's Oh No, Ross and Carrie at MaximumFun.org.
We show up so you don't have to.
Fantastic.
On that uplifting note, should we turn it over to the audience?
We should.
All right, some ground rules. Please don't get up and line up in front of the mics. We're going to try some different stuff out. Who was at our Atlanta show last night? Woo! It was a lot of fun.
Got a little out of hand
in the audience questions part. We have some new stuff we want to try out. Justin came up with the idea. It might be a little mean, so I want to let Justin explain what the rules of it are.
It's not mean.
It's not mean. It's fun.
First, let me check on something. Do we have two microphones for audience
usage? Yes,
we do.
Stage left, stage right.
Stage left, stage right. Fantastic. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have two people come simultaneously. And then...
Amp versus amp. No.
In the program I've devised, they'll both
tell us... Do you want to play a game?
They'll both tell us their questions. Then I will choose... Wait, no. We will hear your questions. And again, questions. Not anecdotes, if you don't mind. Questions.
I saw a cool kite at the park yesterday.
Am I good? No, you're not, actually, because I asked for a question. So questions, and then we will choose who we can help the most. The other person we will appreciate, but their life is on a
trap door will open immediately below.
They will be killed.
They will be prestiged.
We're going to choose the person we can help most, and the other person will kindly take a seat, but we will very much appreciate them sharing their life with us for that brief moment. But... that is how we are going to try to... We only have a limited amount of time to do audience questions, so we want to make sure we help people who need it the most, or what we can do the most
good. And
you
know the other main rule.
No bummer.
Cool. Sorry. Can we get even more house lights?
It's a little
scary.
Hard to say, and maybe a little less us light.
Kind of looks like a
million
ghosts.
And I'll let them pick while I go pee. Oh, my God.
That is fantastic. Thank you. All right. Okay. I see a guy in a hat and somebody else is pointing to somebody. I see a shadow with a hat on and somebody's pointing. Yeah. You're waving your hat in the air. You're good. Travis, somebody on the left.
I'm looking. Okay. Gray long sleeve shirt. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That person.
We're good. All right. Here we go. Left and right. Let's start with you. What's your name?
Zach.
What's up, Zach?
What's up?
And what's your name?
My name is Alan.
Sorry?
Alan.
Alan. Alan?
Alan with an E.
Alan. Thank you.
Degenerous.
All right. Zach, here's Justin. All right, we've delayed long enough. Zach.
I can hear everything. Honestly, if we had wireless mics, we could do the whole show from the can.
And that is the ideal. Zach, what is your question? We'll start with you because you were at the mic first.
Okay. First thing, Justin, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So, pretty soon, going to become an uncle.
Nice.
My brother and his wife are going to have a baby.
That's typically how it works.
Yes. Ran the numbers. That's how it works. So my parents have started to do the whole, like, we're coming up with, like, what our grandparent names are going to be.
Sure.
And so for whatever reason, my dad thinks it's a good idea for his name to be Tarzan.
Extremely good.
So, please, for the love of God, how do I tell my dad that that's an awful idea and I do not want that?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Ellen, bring the heat.
Okay, so I literally work at my dream job and it's wonderful.
Cool.
Except
not a good start,
I have a
Ellen.
Coworker
okay.
who has worked with this company for 17 years, I believe, and he doesn't understand things like how to load the printer. How do I deal with that?
I'm tempted to go with Tarzan on this one.
All right.
Because the answer to that one is just talk to HR. I feel like I've run out of good office etiquette once. Because there's like a person who's like a my brother and me person personified, except they can actually do shit, who works at the company. So
we can help you both. Ellen, just talk to that person and try to get them either fired or helped. Either one is fine.
It's fine.
It solves your problem. So thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
And we're going to kick it over to you, Zach.
Tarzan.
Tarzan rules.
Tarzan's very good is the only thing.
The thing is you need to get really comfortable with Tarzan very quickly.
Ooh, how about instead you convince your dad to just go with Lord Greystoke?
Okay.
Because right. that is Tarzan's actual name and title.
Convince your dad to go with Christopher Plummer, who, of course, played Tarzan.
It's just buck wild what your dad has done in that you can't... A good grandpa or grandma name is GG or PP or Poopums.
Poo-poo.
Boo-boo.
If only we had made this joke before at some point.
Nah. But it can't... Oh, yeah, that's right. We'd fuck. But what it can't be is, like, Darth Vader.
Okay, so
I'm Pac-Man.
So even worse is my mom wants to be Lulu.
That's good.
That's fine.
Good.
Yeah,
yes.
That's cool. But like, what the fuck is Tarzan? That doesn't.
I know.
That is an excellent point.
Yeah.
Because if this kid, okay, here's what you do. In public, start loudly calling your dad Tarzan.
Yeah. Make him introduce himself to people. Oh, yeah. Me? I'm Tarzan.
Rub his nose in it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, shake the old no-no can of life at him. Just make him introduce himself as Tarzan.
Because that's the thing. What he's not picturing is a four-year-old in Walmart, like, yelling two aisles over, Tarzan! Tarzan! And him having to look at someone and go, that's me.
That's me. That's mine. I came up with that one. So does that help?
It doesn't help you.
It
helps me knowing that this situation is going to be out in the world somewhere.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a little bit better about the state of things. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you,
You've
Zach.
Helped us.
You've helped, Zach.
All right, Justin, you get to pick this time.
Okay. I'm going to say... This person who's being pointed at would be excellent. Yes, it's you.
In second row.
Both of you.
Yeah, both of you.
You go right, you go left.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, this
yes.
is great.
No longer do we have to make the choice. Fate will choose.
Oh my God, your shirts say...
Okay, real quick. Stand up. Reverse. You got to reverse or they won't get it. Fucking throw five stooges. So you can figure it out. Come on,
we move to the other side. We
you're on
the
other. Are you kidding me with this?
This is so good.
Yeah.
There are five people in the front row wearing custom shirts that say we horny for this one.
Now also that is unlicensed, my brother and me merchandise, so we are gonna need you to burn it.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's very good. Perfect. It's a very good shirt.
Perfect. Thank you.
We'll start on this side this time. What's your name?
My name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
What's your name?
I'm Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Sandy.
Amanda, we'll start with you. What's your question?
So I'm going to be ending my graduate school experience, and I'm
just
be...
quitting. Fuck this place. Bye.
Exactly. Yeah, fuck graduate school. But I'm going to be starting a real person job, and it's Monday through Thursday, and so that's 4 days. But I only have four dress shirts and one pair of pants. Is that okay if I wear the same kind of outfits throughout the week? Like,
just sort of dug it right there.
Yeah. Funny.
Is that okay? Like, how many clothes should I have? I really don't know.
Okay. I do see a lot of room for us to help here.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. What is your question?
So I have a lovely 2-year-old daughter named Sonia. At least I thought she was lovely until I went to the Y to pick her up from childcare last week and got a full-page report of how she has been stealing toys, pulling chairs out from underneath other kids. And I'm wondering, is my daughter destined for prison? or is there something I can do to help her?
Okay, I'm gonna rule here, and we're gonna go this way, and I'm gonna tell you why. There's a very slim sliver of daylight with child rearing questions, and it's like the could go just off the road.
It's the Kobayashi Maru.
It's the Kobayashi Maru. Thank you. Or the Star Wars whole bomb in there, explode the. The big one, the round ship.
You know,
ship?
The one with the ship and it shoots. You have the big moon, but it's not a moon.
Yeah, I'm about 3 horses next in, and I'm not going to find this sliver. I'm not going to be able to find it. So my prayers are with you and your family, and I super do hope that works out for you. But I'm going to take the grounder over here, if you don't mind. I hope you understand.
If yours could be answered with, buy one more shirt, we would go with it. No spoilers, don't listen. If we could tell you, oh, just buy one more shirt and then your daughter will do better in daycare, we would do yours.
Yeah, but seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, what's up?
So 4 shirts, 1 pants.
And also 1 pair of flats.
Oh, we got to revise the math then. Okay, hold on.
Shit. Hold on, you've changed the whole calculation.
Okay, you say real person job. Does that mean 5 days a week? Because we're already hitting a snag.
Monday through Thursday, 4 days.
Then you're fine.
I think wait, it's okay to
you
wear.
You got a shirt for each day.
Is there a casual day?
No.
Oh, shit.
You need one other pant. Not because of like the mix and match kind of thing.
But chocolate emergencies.
Yeah. If something goes terribly, terribly wrong, you don't want to be sitting there both embarrassed because you got a stain on your pant. And also at a loss for what to do tomorrow.
Right. If you spill spaghetti sauce in your pants, your first thought can't be, well, I can't go to work.
Got a fake sick. Got to take some PTO.
You could cut them off and make jean shorts, of course, but that trick works once. And while people may not notice you wearing the same pair of jeans every day, they will, in fact, notice you wearing the same pair of jean shorts every day, which is kind of a paradox, but it is true.
I actually think maybe lean into this a little bit and, like, you have 4 different shirts. Make one the Monday shirt, one the Tuesday shirt, one the Wednesday shirt, one the Thursday shirt. But then, 2 years in, new shirt in the mix. Everyone's going to compliment new shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone knows it's new shirt because you only got 4.
And there are very few people in anybody's life who notice when you buy new clothes, as evidenced by the fact that when we were in Atlanta yesterday, I bought this shirt at J. Crew, and none of my family members have said anything about it. Thank you. So you're probably good no matter what, because people don't care what folks are wearing to work most of the time, unless you work at a Best Buy and you're not wearing the very specific thing that they request.
No, that is an excellent point. I've worked at Best Buy, Sears, and PetSmart, and I wore the same thing every day to those jobs, and no one was ever like, blue polo again, huh?
Well, that was a legally mandated blue polo. Right.
If you start to get nervous, you can kind of punch it up with like maybe a fun brooch. It's one thing you could do.
A kicky shawl.
Kind of a kicky shawl would be nice. Kind of punch it up.
Did that help? You're good.
Yeah.
New pants probably. Yeah. And then
you're good.
Ride it out. All right, let's do something a little bit further back. On the aisle, sitting on the aisle in a blue shirt, waving both their hands, pointing at your blue shirt in the aisle. Yep. And then left side. Somebody's wearing, it looks like a pink cardigan over a black shirt.
I remember we used to do like 50-seat venues, and we could just be like, Todd.
Welcome to Terror Dome.
What is your name? You were here first.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
My name's Faith.
Disqualify.
Faith?
Yes.
Sorry. Those are the rules.
What was your name?
Faith.
Faith, hi. Faith. Sorry about all of this. And what's your name?
My name's Lake, like the water.
Hi, Lake, like the water. Faith, we'll start with you.
Hold on. Faith's having her microphone adjusted. Let's start with Lake.
My stepmom, in her spare time, she makes crafts. They're usually like designs on pillows or blankets or shirts. The problem is she likes to put like a signature on them. And what she does is my parents' initials.
Uh-oh.
And so it's S&M.
Uh-huh.
Faith, yours better be fucking good.
But it's also, I don't think there's much advice that we could do here. And now you're both just sitting on the edge of the stage, which I'm very into, a very casual vibe. Was there a question there, or was it just a fun anecdote? How do you change their names?
What do I do?
Okay, I figured that might
all
be
right. Faith.
Very, very good. Faith.
Faith.
Hi.
Hi.
So
hi, Faith.
I have a roommate.
Okay.
She does this thing where she'll start a conversation with me in the living area, and as she's speaking to me and I'm invested in the conversation,
she stays there, just doesn't go anywhere? Because that's.
No. She'll do the opposite, actually, and she'll go into her room and she'll talk to me and close the door as she's speaking.
Okay. God, that's miserable.
And she'll go, oh yeah, I had a chemistry test today. It was really hard, and I was wondering. And I'm just left there wondering, does she want me to seek her out?
Right.
Or are we done? Is that her saying, I don't want to talk anymore?
I thought you were going to say she goes in the toilet and keeps on rocking. Yeah. Nothing's going in there. I feel tempted to go with the S&M quill.
But I don't know that we're going to say anything funnier than the very
thing
concept.
That just happened. Ooh, this is a toughie. Yeah, I think you just stop talking to your roommate whenever they do this, because if you can't see them, the conversation has ended. And that just seems like a good sort of protocol. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you for your honesty. Yeah, you didn't sugarcoat it. I appreciate that.
S&M quilts.
Yeah. We actually don't have anything funnier to say than the quilt, so you may actually be...
Was the question, what is your address so I can send you one of these awesome quilts?
Also, is your concern that someone will get this and be like, oh, this is lovely needlepoint. Flip it over. What? That explains it. Like, I'm pretty sure people won't be confused.
What are some of the other things that S&M are stitched onto?
I mean,
thank you, Paul.
Paul's the best. Other crafts, what else are we talking about?
Well, I mean, the problem is I got rid of it, but at one point I had a sweater with it on it. It is
that fucking rules. So I'm sorry. Everything about your life owns bones.
You do not need our help. You just wanted to brag, and I love it. I'm into it for
it's
sure.
It's very good, but it makes me feel bad and small because your life rules.
Well, yeah. I'm scared because she goes to farmer's markets with quilts that say S&M on them.
And she's incredibly successful because her shit rules.
She makes so much money, even more than the bespoke potato guy down the hall.
We have nothing else for you. Your shit rules. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Our PO box addresses are listed on the website.
I will make sure to send something if I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm done picking people. I've done a lot.
Yeah, you've done good. I'm going to say this person over here with the hat from Mario. Come on down.
And the clothes from Mario also, I think. Yes.
Just and a Mario outfit. Mario. Thank you so much. I'm very into that.
All right, from the left side.
I think it's the Adventure Zone purple shirt with maybe gray hoodie over it, brown hair. You just look sad. I'm pointing at you. Yeah, you. Yeah, the person I'm describing.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, it's that whole Mario Odyssey cosplay. I'm so into that because I'm very excited for Mario Odyssey to come out on Friday.
Same.
And you're cosplaying for it like it's like E3, which seems weird, but also I'm so into it. Because I saw you and I was like, oh shit, Friday's going to be a very good day.
I work at GameStop, thank you.
Oh, cool. Excellent. What's your name?
I'm Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What is your name?
My name's Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Rebecca, let's go. Here we go. Like you said.
Here we go.
Yes.
All right.
Wow, that's good.
My name is Rebecca, and I work at GameStop, and unfortunately, I am very small.
Okay.
And sometimes I have to close alone, and while I do live in a pretty safe place, one time we got burgled while I was there alone.
Hey, I hear you. Let's talk after this.
I was scared pantsless while I was wearing a skirt. Doesn't matter. Well, I'm not very large and scary like someone that should be. I wish I was so that I wasn't burgled. It was only like 50
bucks. You need to
you weren't targeted. They weren't like, we're going to rob her.
Even big, strong, tough people who look very scary and intimidating can get robbed working at GameStop. It happens to even the toughest, surliest looking
bad
dudes.
I feel like we could solve this pretty easy Goodwill Hunting style by, it's not your fault that you got robbed at GameStop. You need to understand that.
It is also your job to not be intimidating. It's your job to be like, you got it.
You got it. Whatever you need.
Oh, wait. Now your question.
Okay.
How do I bulk up fast?
I'm going to go rob a GameStop later. Where are some easy ones?
I can tell you one that's a pushover guaranteed. What is the question?
I was going to ask, how do I become intimidating without changing my physical self?
No, you don't. You're approaching this from a... Okay, let's do... We'll do yours, but what's... what was your question?
Okay, so ever since me and my friends got to our hotel room, weird things have been happening.
Here in
Hell
Nashville?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Lights flickering, elevator stuttering, doors getting stuck. And we would just think this is a sign of a shitty hotel, but there's literally a graveyard across the parking
lot. Hell yeah.
Our hotel room is haunted. What is the protocol for dealing with this ghost?
Move hotel rooms.
Yeah, ask for it.
That's money.
Money is a really good... That should be a catchphrase of Mabim Bam for, like, the thing you said won't work. That's money.
That's money. Mm. Okay, who can we help?
Shit.
Ghosts are real.
Yeah. Burglary is also wicked real. It's like mad real.
I feel like, though, if we give advice, anything burgle related, that we could be called to testify at some point in the future. There is no ghost court, right? Like, we're not gonna be held liable.
I don't know. Getting burgled sucked a lot, but there's like nothing you. All joking aside, there's nothing you could have done about that. There's nothing you should have done about that. So you're like good.
There is no amount of intimidating I think an employee can be that someone who has decided to rob a store will walk in and go, no, you know what? Actually, I'll come back tomorrow. They've right. already decided to rob it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay? I hope you're doing okay, genuinely.
Yeah, I don't care if they rob it, just not while I'm there.
Well, that's not a great...
Okay, thank you so much for coming. Okay.
You're really embodying the spirit of Mario. As long as I get to mine!
Yahoo!
As long as it happens to Greg! Robin with Greg.
It's not me. Mario, it happened again.
Okay.
I was at home.
Go to the cafeteria or whatever at the hotel. Get some salt. Circle of salt. Dunzo.
Okay.
Because even if it doesn't work, the ghost will see the circle of salt and be like, they know what's up.
You do not want an active player as a ghost. Even if this stuff doesn't work, you don't want someone who's engaged in battling you. That's the last thing.
Because if you live forever as a spectral form, I think you're probably going to walk pretty cautiously when it comes to, like, oops, I could get banished. You're probably pretty careful about that shit. You see a circle of salt, you're like, not worth it.
Also, you have to kind of pity a hotel room ghost, because human beings are their absolute worst in a hotel room. You would think, like, no, at home, they're most comfortable. No, no, no. I walk in, I throw my stuff around. I just drop shit, half-empty coffee. I just fuck it. It's, like, not quite rock star partying, just so much as just, like, human animal.
Ghostbusters is so buck wild, because if you are a spiritual being that can live forever, and you want to probably protect that... The last thing you're going to want to do is go fight or spook or pull pranks on the only people that can kill a ghost. Sorry, that has nothing to do with what you said.
It is true.
It is very true.
It's like, it's weird because any Any ghost that you see stay to do battle with the Ghostbusters is fucked up beyond belief. That's actually like the baddest ghost that you do not want to mess with. Because there's like four people on Earth that can fuck with them. And they are choosing to pick a fight with those four people. Just leave. Just go to like another room. Or another... Just another anywhere. There's anywhere. Only four of them, and you're in New York. There's plenty of
There's
space.
Plenty of places
Fly
to
up
haunt.
Into space. You're a ghost. Forget about it. So,
do you think the first, like, a big group of ghosts, like, stood against the Ghostbusters? They're like, we'll kill these like we've killed
now.
Everyone. But then, like, they busted the first ghost, and, like, the other 60 were like, shit.
We gotta go.
No.
This is not anything. Circle of salt. You're good.
You're okay. Good. That's fine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, glad we could help. Do we want
to wrap up?
Yeah, let's wrap up. Thank you all so much.
That was very fun, by the way. I think we're going to do that from now on, but we're going to wrap
time.
The show up. Thank you all so much for being
you
here.
You have been so cool.
A couple things, real quick, before we go. We forgot to mention this last night. We'll mention it tomorrow night, too. But as long as we have a captive audience, we are putting out an Adventure Zone graphic novel.
Yes.
It's theadventurezonecomic.com. So
you all don't know what the Adventure Zone is, but the crowd tomorrow is going to fucking love it.
Also, we do want to say, we already thanked him once, we'll thank him again, Paul Saborin.
Thank you, Paul.
Amazing. Thank you all should go check out Paul and Storm. If you aren't already fans, you should
We assume
become
that
them.
You are already.
Thank you to Schmanners for opening for
thank
us
Thank you,
today.
Schmanners. Thank you to the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. This place is very cool, and I'm very
cool.
excited that we are doing another show here tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you, Nashville.
Thank you, Nashville.
Thank you, Nashville.
Thank you, John Roderick and the Long Winters, for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's very good. Thank you to Max Fun for having us. We mentioned Posters by Louis Zong.
Posters
Thank
out
you,
there. Yeah, that's...
Oh, we wish we could, but we are unable to do a meet and greet after the show because we have another show to do tomorrow, and we have babies and children.
I took a nap backstage. My body's dead.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
salad revived me, but the salad juice is just gone.
So we won't be able to do that, but you're all great. We're so sorry that we're old and boring
and whacked. We suck.
How about that?
Half dead.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
How about this final
Apparently
Yahoo?
A bunch of you met our dad at Walgreens, so I hope... That's something, right, Griffin? Did you have a final Yahoo?
Pretend like dad wasn't just waiting at Walgreens, just like...
Getting Band-Aids and Fritos or whatever the fuck you get.
Just saying Zone of Truth out loud, like somebody might hear that and like... Tomorrow's gonna be fucking cool.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Griff.
Final Yahoo is sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's Yahoo Answers user Dirk, who asks, Chris Gaines and Garth Brooks, cousins?
My name is Justin McElroy. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, may kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Are stacks of unread books taking over your apartment?
Do you constantly miss your train stop because you're caught up in reading?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We party hard.
And by party hard, we mean read books.
So join us every Thursday on Reading Glasses, a Maximum Fun podcast about reading and book culture.
Get more out of your reading life.
We'll help you conquer your to-be-read pile.
Get out of that book slump.
And squeeze more reading time into your busy day.
Learn how to read better. Wow, that was good.